Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
So, speaking about a drive moment, which decision in your life made you realize Abantu Bazothini has no power over you anymore? Yeah, because we always worry about people who actually don't even give a damn about us. I guess it's human nature. I know with me, when I was at Metro and I decided to leave and go and work with Jabupule of the airwaves, Tibo Touch. Jabupule of the airwaves, Tibo. Yo, boy! Everyone was like, "What? Have you lost your mind?" And you know, for me, I thought it was the best decision for me because I felt that I had reached the roof and I wasn't scared about what was going to happen. So I said to myself, once I go there, even if I spend a year, that will be an achievement.
I would be comfortable with it.
I'll be okay with it. So I spent maybe 11 months and a half. I was okay with it. There were a lot of noises because people don't know your journey. And I think that's the reason why today I am here. Because then from that journey, from Touch, I left. Then I went to Tu Thao. And can you imagine if I just stayed at Metro forever doing that breakfast
scared
show?
Scared that you...
Yeah. So I was like, no, let me take this chance. Let me bounce. Even if wherever I go, I'm going to make less money. It's not important. I just want to be on radio. And there were a lot of noises. Because before I took that decision, I consulted my friends first. Everyone had their own opinion.
For sure.
But I was very comfortable that I spoke to them. But the decision was all mine.
Yeah. Sure.
People made noise. But yeah, here I am, unfortunately, stuck with y'all.
Yeah, so you know, if there's one thing I've never suffered from is peer pressure. And I think not suffering from peer pressure then also kind of protected me from Abantu Bazothini syndrome. Guys, it doesn't mean I don't get embarrassed. It doesn't mean there are things that I shy away from doing because, I don't want noise around it. But I promise you, more often than not, I'm able to go forward. If it backfires, it backfires. Dust yourself off and I move again. So I've never really properly suffered from Abantu Bazothini. I don't want to lie.
I think coming from where I come from, I'm not even supposed to be here. Because the stereotype will always say, let's say the Casey, Nubi Lokshini. That are not designed for us in a way.
Apparently so.
And for me to be here, I there's nothing that can happen to me that you go to Abantu Bazothini mar. And I saw this growing up. Angazi ngaba namahloni wani. Angazi ngaba newari ukuthi uthe nocabangani ngami. Because if there's one thing as usikhumbuza can't change, is how you think about me and what you are thinking about me.
Yeah, like I'm thinking now.
Like angazi ucabanga now uthi ami anange ngiyichinge
na yena.
Wow. Just wow. Honestly.
So there was a point in high school nge lunch. There's just pressure, just kill. Abantwana bazokhera bathenga amagoda nanani. Mina bengihalela amasi khumutsu. Like bengihalele amasi. And you know, growing up, you're going to get teased a lot if uzodla amasi.
Of course.
Ngavula amasi ngafika ngadlala in the middle of the school. The one I grounded.
Yeah, yeah.
So I hlala phakathi ngadlala amasi. Within 2 weeks, 3/4 of the school bebakhera amasi abantwana.
Because actually,
there is nothing wrong.
Guys, remember we had a gym conversation about 2 days ago. I don't know if it was last week or Monday. Truly, when you're at the gym, careful and you're not picking up the weights properly and you look like an absolute idiot. You think everybody's looking at you, worried about you. No one cares.
No one really cares.
Guys, no one cares. I remember the one, that's why I hate the floor. That's why I go to classes. I hate the floor because I'm not so well-versed with the machines, right? Went onto the machine and I was doing it wrong and it was not flapping. The weights were not coming up. It was just a mess. I looked around thinking that people were looking at me saying, what the hell is she doing? Guys, but we never fufulelwa. doing their own.
Hey, man, people are
so.
We have too many problems to care about.
It's funny that you're mentioning it, Jim, because our producer, Pila, she was saying the other day, I get so intimidated at Jim when I use the machine. You know, no one cares.
No one cares, guys. No
people are there to work out, to do their own thing. Maybe when you have your unique way of training, you just want to train one tricep. The other tricep does not matter.
Tripod, no.
One bicep, one tricep. Let me just call out the number.
It's so true.
063-688-0959. Drive 959. That's our drive moment today. Which decision in your life made you realize Abantu Bazotini has no power over you anymore?
Abantu Bazotini syndrome for me is stopped when I have to go out. Shabantuana no baba instead of something is bakuko or organize with a friend, blah, 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 blah. So both my kids are girls. Mang Puma and Shiba Salagash and Obaba, Bantu Villa by a Kuluma Batriti, how can you share Batana Mama girls and Babakon? Has me taken Sagan?
I bo,
but Maramatuaradari Lloyd.
Who's she having
to know? Father,
I'm Ami. Hey, guys. Hi, bo. I behave, Annie, guys.
Can you tell us?
Hi, be. Hey, Muna, I'm going to go out. Hi, guys, behave.
Hi, bo. See, I'm here and Jen Pumin. No shower more and come back with new ideas.
What? What?
That?
Well,
you need to go out and have a conversation na banya ban so that you bring new ideas
into the relationship.
Of
thank
what?
You.
Of what exactly?
Come on, use your common sense if you have it.
You don't tell me what when I was with Sana Pasega, what advisor you think this hairstyle that you just did right now? This hairstyle is for me, Ayanda and Glenn. Really? No, it's not for us. You are up to something and.
She's got ideas.
Come on, man. You're up to something. You're bringing new ideas into your life.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what it's called.
Baby, you must go out more often.
Please.
And come back with new ideas.
Yes. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much. We've got our drive moment today. Yeah. Which decisions in your life made you realize Abantu Bazotini has no power over you anymore? You don't care. Because, you know, guys, what I was going to say is that in life, when you're broke, people will talk about you.
Absolutely.
In a negative way.
Yep.
When you're successful, people will talk about you in a negative way.
Yeah.
When you help people,
they will find something negative to say.
There's nothing that you can do. There's always this thing, your English game, but.
My mom always used to say to me, Khumoto.
Maria.
Yeah. Would always say to me, Khumoto. But when I'm in Lomu, I'm in they're going to use them.
Was your mother proud, honey? Autelia Chiefs, Lala Ball, Maria Maria Lamola. You know, there was a player called Kaiser Chiefs.
No.
But Misa Mariam Ashapa own goal. That was his last game at Kaiser Chiefs.
No, my mother, Nafi, the Pirates. My dad, Lala
Pirates. Hey, Zakaria Maria Maria Lamola.
My mom, Nafi, the Pirates, because my dad played for Pirates.
Okay, that's voice notes.
The decision that I took, and I didn't care what people are going to say or think, was me deciding to move back home because I felt I need to start over. I was so overwhelmed. So I needed a start over, and which I did. Now I'm okay and happy. My things are falling back into place.
What made me realize was when I got retrenched working for a very, very top bank in the country, one of the biggest banks in the country, and I needed money. So I was literally laying government paving, guys. Because my thinking was that 50 rand ya fine, buffet. Whether I get it in an office, whether I get it in the dumpster, 50-50 buffet.
Yeah.
And that made me aware with the, I don't care what people say, right? So yeah.
For me, it's doing my nails, like putting tips, as long as they're buffed and shine. like men, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. I don't need long nails, honestly, and I'm comfortable with that.
Not Lene, not my, I don't care who abantu bazothini is my kipit. It is very healthy, that kipit. It's not perfect, but it's such a warm kipit home, that one. So abantu bazothini were never going to give me and my kids what my kipit is giving me and my kids, because we are a very warm home. You understand? So the minute nikito wara hore, hey abantu bazothini, hey angshatanga, hey in, we were not gonna have what we have. So me, my kipit works for me. It's happy, and whoever says what, I buffet says
abo. There's a quote that Jim Carrey that if you can't afford to downgrade your life for a year,
yeah,
I didn't hear them, but then feel a maga already. If you can't afford, who doesn't? Going back home is nothing wrong, eh? There's nothing back. Dude. There's nothing wrong going back home.
Absolutely.
Because right now, spilling pile among, spilling pile among likes.
Yeah.
You want to get things that your friend will approve. To. Ooh, tell you
what a wow.
You're flying again. You're going on holiday. We're living a life where we want to be approved by our friends and people that have no idea how you even got to the position of going. Can't you? I was pelling pile yako nge pace yako. Ukoke into funa uwe. Eat what you want to eat. Drive what you want to drive.
I mean, there are people who will stay in a relationship and refuse to walk out of that relationship and go back to their parents because they can't say,
"Obuyile."
I said, "Mom, shutting it." 100,000
return sold.
Do you know what I mean?
Again.
You go back, man.
You're unhappy for the rest of your life with this person in this house. You know, I think it was my grandfather that says, you know, sometimes I wish I could hear what's happening behind every wall, like, because of our corner. But yeah, ninja, no stop. I smile. Meanwhile, he goes back home, he's shouting at the kids, he's abusing the wife. Yeah. He's a horrible human being. He's the cool dad to tuck it in. He catches the cold. So someone who cannot do my friends and my peers.
They haven't even moved out of home. They haven't upgraded their lifestyle. They have never been married. You are worried that they are going to judge you.
Dude.
They haven't moved from the point you left them at.
In fact,
you are worried?
With the press conference,
yeah, no, absolutely.
I can think of a few, especially when you're from Ekasi and they're looking at who you're dating and things like that. But the one that I can point out is Imoto Maisha Iswa in 2020, and I had to go back to Texas. And I was like, you know what? I shouldn't care kuthi abantu bazothini ukuthi sengisebenzisa ama taxi nanani, because they're not going to pay for me. Angeke bangcedise indawo, and I have to go to work, I have to use taxis, I have to do my things. So yeah, that really made me think kuthi, you know, you shouldn't care about what people will say if things change and things like that.
Ngitshela eyami imoto ngisaqala ukuyithenga. Hi, Motembe, wash every after 3 days. Now that I have 2 kids, lalela, toddlers, udliwa amazimba, kulahlelwa phansi. Lalela, angisenandaba ke. Ngaphandle khona, ashe, umuntu amuza ayithatha iwash. Mina angisenandaba ke ukuthi abantu bazothina. Ngoba nje, angisenandaba nayo imoto yami ke. As long as iyaseviswa iright, leyo kuwasha, hayi, soyibona, ashe.
My story is that I am an avid cyclist, and when I started out cycling, I used to care so much what people think about me, especially so, and then there came the thing, Yahore, you must wear tights, you know. In this case, beep short, and it's lycra basically, so you must wear that, and it's all for aerodynamism, but you must wear it. And unfortunately, because lady keepers are not tight, sometimes your business is all out there. So yeah, but I cared less the week or so after I started cycling, and I tell you, I've never been the same.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Kumuso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.